Today's recording is sponsored by Batsheva and Tzvi Nass in honor of the Yahrzeit of Tzvi's sister, Chana Golda Bas Moshe. May her merit protect them, their whole family, and the entire Jewish people, and may her soul have a glorious ascent. When I was a boy, there were a couple of times that my mother dragged me to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in the city. When I say dragged, I mean literally. Well, not literally. I wasn't like kicking and screaming. But I actually did not want to go, and it was always some kind of bribe she found, some kind of reason that if I go to the museum, the art museum, then we'll get to see a movie or something like that. So I would go, not very excited about it. I didn't understand, what was the point of going to see paintings when you could watch a movie with exciting action sequences and a lot of things going on? And I didn't understand, what was the point of just staring at a painting? So I would like run through the hallways, you know, look on my right and left quickly at each painting as I was passing by. And one thing that particularly fascinated me as a little boy, I remember this, is that there were benches, as in most art museums, there were benches. And I remember seeing people sitting on a bench and staring at paintings. And as a boy, I could not fathom, what are they staring at? You saw the painting, move on. What's there to stare at? It's like I kept looking back at the painting. Like, what is that person seeing something that I'm not seeing? I saw the painting. Go weiter. Move on. What's there to stare at? But it was only years later that I learned to appreciate what it means to look at art. Actually, Bailey and I were just in Italy a couple of months ago, and she had to do the dragging this time because I got stuck at every painting. Because when you look at a painting, the purpose isn't just to see the painting. The purpose is to allow the painting to overwhelm you. A good painting captures you, overcomes you, causes you to disengage and detach from reality and become sucked up, so to speak, by looking at the painting. See, it's important to see the details of the painting. You have to like look at different aspects of a painting, like the color, the shade, the light, etc., the theme. Actively with your mind trying to appreciate and understand and capture details of what it is that you're looking at. But then, after you've actively used your mind to try to appreciate the specific aspects that the painting has, what they are, you have to then lean back and just become nullified to the painting showing itself to you. No longer to be actively using your mind, but so to speak, to become passive and allow the beauty of the painting or the feelings that the painting is trying to convey to overcome you. You just have to sit there and allow it to overwhelm you. That's the sign of a good painting. And then you could continue again trying to analyze more specifics about the painting. You could go back and forth. Then you do try to analyze a little more in depth what it is that makes the painting so special. And then, again, you have to become passive and allow the painting to show itself to you. Let yourself become completely absorbed by the resounding silent noise that the painting is making with all its beauty and everything it's trying to convey. And all of this is the ultimate parable and way to appreciate what the holy Baal Shem Tov meant when he said, as is brought in all the holy books from the Baal Shem Tov, the founder of Hasidus, because this is what Hasidus is all about. The Baal Shem Tov used to say that after everything that he's perceived about God, after all the hasogis, the deep, profound, intellectual, cognitive ways he's understood Kabbalistic, mystical ideas about God, after everything his mind has managed to understand from Torah, after everything he's learned and he's allowed his mind to be able to appreciate the details of Torah, aspects of God that Torah explains, different parables to understand the divine light and how all of reality is absorbed in divine light, like the ray of a sun in the sun, after you've used your mind to be able to perceive everything there is to understand about God, the Baal Shem Tov said, after he's done all of that on his level, what the Baal Shem Tov was, he said, Ich gloibt azovia nar vus gloibt. I have emuna like a fool has emuna. I have faith in God like a fool has faith in God. I want to have faith like a fool. And all the Hasidic masters after him also stressed the need for simple faith, being simple, emunah pshuta. What does it mean to be simple? It doesn't mean to not be intellectual. Of course you have to be intellectual. To as much as possible use your mind to learn about God, to learn Torah. They're not a contradiction, the opposite. The more that one is able to use one's mind to perceive about God, the more you'll then be able to enter a state of passivity and allow God to shine in your soul in a way that completely overcomes you. Being simple in one's emunah is not a lack of intellect. Simplicity is an approach. It's a general state of the soul. It's being able to detach from your mind and then having the bigger picture, so to speak, of God shine in your soul. Just like when you're looking at a painting and you see the details, you focus on the details, or a scene in nature, you see the details, the specifics of what it is you're looking at. And then you take a step back and you have a panoramic view. Simplicity means the ability to allow your mind to step back and have a panoramic view of all the specifics that your mind knows, but seeing them as one big painting. The more your mind will learn, the more details there will be for when you're able to take a step back and have that panoramic view. And the awareness and consciousness of God's presence will become that much more beautiful and resounding. You see, the brain, the mind, could only capture finite things. And those people that just try to have a feeling of God or faith in God based on what their mind perceives can never allow God's infinity to shine upon them. And what the Alter Rebbe explains there in Tanya chapter 18, and the Rebbe Ayatz gives the example of a painting when it comes to God, what that is stressing is the need, what the Baal Shem Tov was saying, to believe like a fool, the need to detach from your surroundings in your mind and just allow God's presence to shine upon you, to become passive, to sit on a proverbial bench sometimes, and just allow the consciousness and awareness of God, and with everything you've learned about God, but let those things dissolve in the painting, so to speak, in the consciousness and awareness of God that overcomes you and overwhelms you. That's real simple faith, and it takes a lot of work to be that simple.